Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
We got a lot of questions today. We got a lot of things to talk about, Martin.
Do we?
We do.
Well, welcome Mark, to the Duck Call Room. Let's talk.
Well, y'all get after it. I'm going to gnaw on these nuts.com.
He's snacking.
God, when you're the one that sent in things to talk about early to Hunter so he can put them on the screen.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I'm so excited. I don't even know what it is.
I do. Kind of loosely, but no, welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Quick question, Martin.
Go ahead.
Have you solved the trailer dilemma? Because I've got every answer in the book by every trailer expert that there ever was. Some of them I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of good theories because I went and read every comment to this point. I don't have access to the email, so if anybody shot us an email,
there's a bunch. I'm going to forward them all to
you. What are you talking about?
Godwin, you weren't here. So the other day, driving home from Birmingham and the Red Crest deal that I worked, I was driving, drove there, drove back, and about halfway back, I was climbing a hill in Mississippi, and my boat trailer just all of a sudden started fishtailing for
really
what I thought was no good reason. But after lengthy discussions with the boat manufacturer and the trailer manufacturer, and friends, and reading through these comments, I mean, I'm pretty sure that when I was accelerating going up the hill, there was water coming down because it was raining, and that I spun a tire on my truck, rear wheel drive, just, you know, a little slick spot on the asphalt. So my truck actually slowed down for a brief second while my trailer was still going at speed, trying to push into the tongue. Well, that's where your hitch and your rear end come involved. And when it did, it just kind of got fishtailed. I am glad to know that most of the people said I did mostly the right thing.
That was the most important thing from the email.
Yeah.
If you ever have a trailer going haywire, do nothing.
Don't do anything or use the gas. Do never use the brake.
Just put your foot on the floor and hold on tight and clutch your buttons.
Which fits with what our friend Clint Boyer told me long ago when he was scaring me to death driving through interstate traffic.
Yeah.
He said the gas is your friend. Yeah. And we were just going to see a Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert concert.
Don't hit the brake.
Yeah, never the brake.
Either take it off the gas or give it gas.
That's
one of the two.
Yeah.
I gave it probably either one. A lot of water in it too from the rain.
Well, I had my plug out.
I know, but it's still. Yeah. Gather up a little bit of weight there.
Yeah, but you would think whenever it was pulling and going uphill with the boat tilted backwards that it would be draining out faster than anything.
You know?
But I guess it could have transferred a little weight back there that wasn't able. But I'm pretty sure I spun a tire. But, hey, regardless, I got out of it. I couldn't make it do it again because I tried once I calmed down and quit shaking like a dog trying to pass a peach seed. But
I would have thought a baron was trying to go out.
Thought I blew a tire. I thought, you know, I went through worst case scenario.
But you know what I did learn from this?
What?
We got a lot of people driving, listening to us.
Yeah.
They're pulling big, heavy loads.
Yeah.
You know what I learned about it is everybody goes through it, too. Like,
you sit
there and think you're, like, in this isolated little deal. Like, no, this ain't ever happened to nobody. Which, I mean, kind of brings up what I did yesterday, which was,
The world's smaller than you think it is.
It is that, but
also if you're a truck driver, will you just reach up real quick and give the kids beside you?
I used to do that.
Yeah,
I still do it. They'll get beside me. I'll be like, "Hey, man, what?"
Godwin, I had another one yesterday.
What happened? He's laughing.
It's kind of funny now. It still really just makes me very angry at myself. So I went fishing yesterday.
Okay.
You know, it started off a little cool,
mm-hmm.
wore a sweatshirt,
yep.
took my sweatshirt off, laid it in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
I went to leave.
He got sunburned.
No. Oh, no, no, look at me. I'm not some. No, I wear other stuff than one shirt.
That sweatshirt is at the bottom of the Beth River.
Beth River.
I got it.
It is somewhere getting drug on Beth River by current. Problem with that is in said sweatshirt was my wallet.
Oh.
Because my sweatshirt. Hey, look. In fact, if you watch the podcast often, you'll see I wore a blue Rapala sweatshirt the other. It's that sweatshirt. It's got zipper pockets on it, so I put my stuff inside of it and zipped it up.
Wow.
Your wallet was in it?
Oh, and my truck keys.
What'd you do, take off? Oh, no. But you got spare truck keys.
Here. Yeah, back in West Monroe.
Oh, that is a nightmare.
They hanging on that knob by the door, pitiful. Going out the back door. That. Yeah.
That's pitiful.
Yeah, I got a spare key. Oh, yeah. So
pitiful. You had a late night.
I got home at dark.
Yeah.
And when I tried to, I sat down on the deck of my boat at 3 o'clock. To put all my stuff up, and like I even took time to organize everything so there wasn't a travesty the next time I got in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I turned around and looked, and I was like, where's that sweatshirt?
Mm.
This is not good. The last time I remember seeing the sweatshirt, I went to the sweatshirt, thank God, to get my phone out of the pocket so I could video me rescuing a bat.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Rescuing a what?
A bat.
In the water?
Yeah, he had fallen from somewhere. I don't know where, but he was swimming across the top of the water. And I said, buddy.
Yeah, you ain't going to make it.
Something about to blow up on you looking like that.
Like an 8-pound bass, like 5'6". Yeah.
Yeah. And so I went over there real quick, you know, because I thought this may be my chance to be a superhero or something.
I would have waited for the blow up.
But I wanted to video it too, just in case I documented. Like if he went crazy and bit me, we could tell the doctors why I died or something. But yeah. Okay. You know, or if I did
I was thinking, boy.
Or if I did get magical powers, I just wanted to document.
Oh, hey, that'd be cool.
I grabbed him with my fishing rod, and he hung on to the end, and I went up there and just set him on a limb right by the trunk of the tree. And
you only get magical powers from spiders, not bats.
Now, you don't know that.
You don't know that. Yeah.
Batman never got bit by a bat.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I've seen the movie. By a bat? John Luke did.
Once you let a bat bite you, and then we'll check it out.
Okay.
We'll watch. See if we get it.
Super but, yeah, so that was the last time I remember seeing my sweatshirt.
So how'd you get home?
So I called Brittany, who was more than sensitive and comforting about the situation. She's like, you idiot.
Yeah.
And then I had the same thing the other day. Allison was mad at me.
She was like, boy, are you an idiot? That's why I hate when you go fishing alone. I said, yeah, good plan. So two of us be stranded right now.
We'd both be out here.
Yeah. That's not going to change. The fact that I said, well, if somebody's in the back of the boat, maybe they stop. And look, I got so much crap in the back of my boat. I don't know how it drug out of there. This is a good Lord teaching me something. Not sure what.
He's teaching you to put it in the driver's seat so you always sit on it when you skin it
back. I got it right there beside me. You know, I thought my leg was on top of like a sleeve or something.
Yeah.
But I think it got drug out. You know how Beth is. I think it got drug out by some limbs because I was up there fishing shallow up there in the trees and all that.
I got you.
I'm going to ask the worst question.
Yeah.
How much cash was in the wallet?
Not much. $100.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Buy-in.
Yeah, I mean, look, and you folks are going to say, $100, that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money, but there's times I've had significantly more than that in there. Oh, yeah. So the fact that it's just $100, the aggravating part is the replacement. Of driver's license.
So you don't have driver's license.
Everything.
Right now.
No, I got that. I got the app on my phone, the LAID or whatever, which actually now. Works as your driver's license. Yeah. And they made it very simple. I just got on there today and ordered a duplicate. So
look at there.
Yeah.
Look at Louisiana being in the
And the same way Louisiana is up their game with their hunting license.
Yeah.
I don't have to have my little hunter's card, my hunter safety card, my boater safety card. All there.
That's pretty awesome.
Boater on there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to look.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Yeah. So
as long as you
it
got
wasn't as bad of a process except you know the worst process, right?
We're going to get sci-fi.
Going and adding your cards to everything that is automatically pay, like all your bills and all that stuff.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, which thankfully, you know, this isn't ad time, but Rocket Money lets me see which ones I need to go change.
Yeah.
So, and which account they come from.
This isn't ad time,
but I'm just telling you how you can really use it.
Something that was good and useful.
Yeah.
But it probably ain't sunk. It's probably floating.
It's probably,
let's go find it.
So I had like a 3-hour process. For waiting on Jacob, who lives on the river, to go to my house, get my extra keys, turn around, come back. So for 3 hours, I went up and down that stretch of river with my prop trimmed up, down, just giving it everything, trying to just kick it up one time.
Yeah.
I figure it fell out and it's hung on a stump or something, caught up on something.
Yeah, with that current.
Yeah. So I went and and then I said, boy, you being an idiot, because if you lose a lower unit in here, then you're really stranded. So
yeah.
I backed off of that a little bit. But, buddy, I tried. Look, I use forward-facing sonar. I use side imaging. I was looking at every – I was using every tool that I had.
Deep plus my crankbait.
Yeah, I used crankbait, chatterbait, like – I just did everything I could to try to hook it, find it, something.
You were fishing for your jacket?
I was fishing for my shirt.
Oh, DT6, just throwing it down there.
Oh,
have you checked your boat very, very good?
Oh, buddy.
If it's in your boat.
Buddy. Look, I just kept, when I turned around and didn't see it, I said, I didn't put that in a compartment. But you know the first thing I did? I checked every compartment I had. I said, well, maybe I just don't remember putting it in a compartment. Yeah. No, I didn't. And then I was like, oh, was I smart enough to actually put it in that Yeti cooler right there, the little roadie that I keep for drinks? And no, I wouldn't. No, it wasn't nothing but a bag of pork rinds and 2 bottles of water in there.
Have I ever told you about the time I found my wallet after 3 years?
Look, I told them locals.
It was in Grant's couch at the office.
I told them locals on the river. I said, look, if you could just find my wallet, I said, take all the cash you want. Will you just holler at me and
bring me my wallet back?
I said, I really need them keys because I don't even remember what keys I like to
lock. What was on there.
Yeah.
So here was the other problem. I lock my trailer onto my tongue every time. I just do it out of sense of habit. Well, you know where that key is.
Yeah, it's at the bottom of the river.
It's on that key ring.
Yeah.
So even like
this is the worst.
You know, even if like Jacob's just like, well, let me come get it. And then, you know, I'm like, well, I can't take it off the truck. Like, it's forever attached to this truck.
You got
until I get to that extra set of keys. So, you got a Metabo and a generator? Like, what are we going to do here?
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
That's it. Now I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
I can't help it. We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Goblin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a 5-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango,
almonds,
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but
no. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nut. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nut.
They're delicious.
So yeah, that was my day. You live and you learn. I have never in my life not put that stuff in my center compartment of that boat.
You're in a better mood than I would be.
I mean, what are you going to do? I was pissed off at
the time. Yeah, you're handling it very well.
Well, I had an hour. I had 3 hours of searching for it and an hour ride back to the house to get unpissed off about it. You know.
Well, since your life is once apart, okay, mine is back on key.
Well, good. See, it's all about balance. It's all about balance in the universe.
Yeah. Because look, Tuesday night I was sitting there and it was like 9:15 and I'm fixed to go to bed. And guess who opened the door and stand there like a model?
Phillip.
Home.
Your wife.
No, my wife. And I said, well, it's about time.
Did you really say it's about time?
No, yes. Yeah. She said, oh, yo, she come over and gave me a big hug. She said, I missed you so bad. I said, you scared me so bad.
Well, that's great news. So Miss Christine is back home.
Miss Christine is back home. My life is back normal.
Well, I know you don't get all the emails or see any comments or ever watch anything that we do, but
because I'm not technically proficient.
I will just let you know, hundreds of people were concerned and praying for Miss Christine.
Yeah, so somebody called her and said, hey, why didn't I get a call saying you had surgery? Christine said, because I didn't have surgery. Yeah. And he said, well, that's what they're posting on Facebook. Mm, yeah. So I said, well, they missed that.
Lord have mercy.
Missed it.
So she's back. She's back.
Well, good. I'm glad somebody's life's going right.
Oh, I'm telling you. Hey,
he said since your life's gone.
Last week was a rough one.
Yeah. Well, it just extended. So I don't know. I don't know which one of you boys is next, but good luck.
That's right.
Hopefully,
try to top that.
Yeah, hopefully mine ended with the wallet and keys going to the bottom of the river. But
I'm trying to think of what could happen to me.
Well, I guess I'll have to go fishing this evening and see what happens.
Hey, can you go Longline Beth River for me? See if you run into anything.
Run a spinner bait. See if you can hook up.
No, put them
blue t-shirt.
No, put them eight rods out the back of that crappy boat and just go.
Just drag it over everything.
He gonna start bumping off the bottom.
Yeah, just grab everything. No, I don't know, man. I was hoping to have like a really cool ending to it. Like, ha ha. No.
Nope. This is the ending.
Somebody's motor shuts off and he said, hopefully.
It's the ending for now. Yeah, I'd have loved for it to got tangled up in my prop. I'd have loved to have been knee deep in water cutting my sweatshirt out that prop.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
It would have been better.
I've gotten knee deep in water cutting a lot worse things out of it than my own sweatshirt. But
great.
Hey, the cool thing is one. If somebody finds it or it's ever discovered, my pockets are zipped. They are in there.
They're in there. It ain't going to get away.
Like, so it's, you know, but whatever. All that stuff's canceled. But you're very well, if anybody on Beth River listens to it, I doubt it. But if
all 12 of you, if you're listening,
if you do and you find my sweatshirt, you are more than welcome to the cash.
It's a cash reward.
There's
for this sweatshirt.
If you find it, the cash is yours. Just call me and tell me to give me more money back.
Well, everybody down there knows me, so that's a good thing. Yeah. Like,
but you are one of the few people that go fish there
a lot. Yeah, I fish there a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I guessed it earlier.
And I fish a stretch that nobody else, because it's such a far run from the boat ramp and so treacherous that nobody really goes that far up.
It is treacherous. You might lose your sweatshirt.
Yeah, you may lose your lower unit, too.
Oh, boy.
But no, so there you go. So if you go fishing, put your stuff up.
There you go.
Now I see why all them professional fishermen put their keys in their gas tank. Ain't got to worry about that one.
Oh, in the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I see. I get it now. Yep. Makes total sense.
Yeah, you always want to be able to get home.
Either that or have the spare key in your truck somewhere, under somewhere.
Yeah, I used to do that, and then I lost one of them one time, too, somehow. Like the little hide-a-key come off the metal frame.
And, come off of it. Kick
and
it
I was
out
like, well, that's dumb. I don't even know where to look for that thing.
I'm about to cause a stir.
What?
That's why Fords are great.
The keypad?
Because you just got the little code, and you open the door, and they're the only ones that got it.
Yeah.
But that's magical.
It is. Mm. Yeah.
All trucks should have that at this point.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I should have left the key. I should have locked the keys in.
That is a good safety feature.
Well, you got that thing.
Well, yeah, but that's
in a pocket in the Beth River.
That's in the key.
You need to get you a cyber truck. That way you can just drive it and unlock it with your phone.
No, I need to just get me a boathouse somewhere and not have to worry about
it. Man, that sounds cool.
That would do it right there.
We should all go in together and get a boathouse.
If he's going to carry his wallet, put it in the console of the boat somewhere.
Yeah.
Would you get it on the Beth River?
What?
The boathouse.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to have one there. Yeah.
Okay.
I like fishing little stuff like that. That's just what I like to do. I like being one with nature. Like on Caney, I love it. It's full of giant bass. and giant crappie,
yeah,
giant bluegill, giant everything. Yeah. Everything in Caney, yep, big.
Kinky pens or right. Chicken pens.
You know
pen
what else
is my woman calls
the lake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just wide open and big. I don't like fishing. I like little narrow rivers. Like, I like feeling like one when they, I like finding a bat swimming on top of the water that I rescue and put up in a tree or and do you know
I
how
I've never
many,
done
oh,
that.
It is cool.
You know how many big giant water snakes I saw yesterday just basking in the sun? Si would have been out. He wouldn't have been fishing with me, but
they well, was, I don't mind. If I had a shotgun and I had one of them
yeah, take
thing,
care of that.
Would be blown to bits and swung to the bottom.
They were laid up on every limb and every bit of sunshine there was.
Hold on. Like, hold on.
Yeah. I saw and this
they
time,
said, and look, I know they're non poisonous.
Yeah.
But they are so nasty looking.
There was one as big around as your arm.
Hold on.
One of them big diamond backed ones. Diamondback water snake.
Hold on. Because I've looked at it. I've had to look at them three or four times somewhere. Tell me, is that a darn rattlesnake?
I thought the thing looked like a dang anaconda. I was like, when we get them pythons and stuff up here. I mean, he was just so bulky. I was like, boy, he wintered well.
Oh, no, I would come up. I would come and go up the creek, Cypress Creek, down that field, when the bluegills were on the bed. Mm. And it'd be just, you know, 250, 300, 500 bluegills. But then there'd be 30 of them stupid snakes.
Just ready.
You know, and just, they you know, trying to bite the cork, fooling around, chasing the fish, you know. Just, you know, I wanted to take a submachine gun up there, and I said, I'll end all this.
That's a little aggressive.
Because I hate snakes, any snake.
Oh, I know. The first one I saw yesterday, I said, boy, Si, I wouldn't be in on this bag. Buddy.
Oh, no, we was filming for the Duck Dynasty one night and was shining. It was supposed to be frog gigging. And I see something over there and I said, what in the world? And Jay said, hey, y'all need to get this, make sure you get it on film. One of them big fish snakes had got himself about a 3-pound catfish. And when he had tried to swallow him, He had flipped his fins out.
Oh, he's stuck.
Oh, so he's got him in his mouth.
Both of them's got both of them.
Yeah, and they his fins opened and they're sticking out where he ain't gonna swallow him.
You know who wins in that one?
Well,
nobody.
Nobody.
Worms.
They both dead.
Yeah, yeah. They both
crawfish.
Die. Yeah, oh yeah, they'll die.
The flies and the worms and
whatever eats dead stuff wins in that.
Yeah, buzzards. Yeah. Everything else, but rough anyway. Looking. Well, let's take a break, get a drink of water. We'll be right back.
Get out of the snake talk.
Where's my AG1?
It's right in front of you, psychopath. Why are you stabbing tables?
Okay.
Because he didn't get it this morning.
No, I've been busy helping Si out.
He's been helping Si out, and now he's going to make an entire drink of AG1 right here just to show you how convenient it is. Look. Taking care of your health isn't really all that simple, but it should be as simple as AG1. And that's why for the last however many years, I've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. And it makes you feel so much better, ready to take on the world.
I can tell a big difference when I do drink it and when I don't drink it. And I stayed up all night and all day and wasn't able to take it. Just got up a little while ago. Came up here, and now I got my AG1.
And now you just going to get all the good.
And he's got to make the magic wand.
Hey, I'm going to be fancy about it, too.
Be fancy about it. Magic but you want to know why you feel so much better? It's because each serving of AG1 delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerfully healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. But look, you're almost done. Look, we all started drinking it. Sadie and Christian drink it. Corey's drinking it. Stone drinks it. Philip and his wife.
Me and Alicia drink it. And now my parents are drinking it.
Allison's, my wife's parents saw it and was like, what's that? They love it. Just trust us on this one. You're going to love it. You're going to feel more focused, better after you're working out. I've been working out recently. I hope you can tell. And AG1's part of it. And it makes me feel better and work out a little harder. So I'm telling everybody about AG1. When I drink AG1, I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right at the start of my day. I'm getting support for my brain, gut, and immune health since AG1 is packed with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why we've been partnering with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out. You already finished yours.
I seen one was the color of like a copperhead, but the copperhead don't get that big. This was a huge snake, and like you talking about, it looked like an anaconda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one more brown. The diamondback water snake a little more brown in color than a copperhead.
Well, I'm wondering if that was a cottonmouth that color.
No, I mean, but there's broadbanded that get that way, and yellow bellies, and.
Well, I killed him.
Yeah,
all whatever I blew his head off.
Yeah,
because he scared me.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, I never doubted that fact.
Uh-huh. No, because this thing was big as my arm and about 6 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh, it's a wonder. I remember I lived on Washita growing up.
River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a little old pocket right there by the house. We'd go down there, and then my logs would jam up in there. We'd walk out there and brim fish.
Did you ever find a sweatshirt?
No. But it's a wonder we ain't got
it. Wants it back.
Hello.
Oh, man. I mean, it's too
climb out on them willow trees that bent over the water.
Hello.
Fish off of them.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, all the time.
Because them snakes, you'd have your stringer hanging down there. They'd get on your fish on that stringer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've had many a water snake on a fish on a stringer in a pond wherever, you fish.
I ought to be dead.
You pick your stringer up and you throw it back out wherever you stop the next time. And it's just them snakes just sitting there following you. It's all you can eat buffet.
Stuff I did when I was young.
Oh, yeah. No.
How did we survive, Si?
Because you're tough.
You are tough. Kids these days aren't.
Just ask me, I'll tell you.
Although, Hunter, did you just get the picture I just sent you?
Uh-oh.
I said last segment, but it just goes along.
What's that?
Because kids these days aren't dumb and don't like hurt themselves and don't do crazy stuff.
Well, they ain't my kids.
Until you've met the Gar Commanders.
What'd they do now?
Uh-oh.
What saga have they unfolded?
Look, he's laughing.
I texted it to you. That's weird. Okay, sorry. Anyways.
Yeah.
The Gar Commander walks in, one of them, and he's got a broke arm. And I'm like, praise God. You know, because kids don't break their arms these days.
So you was glad?
Well, I wasn't glad, but I was like.
So how did he break his arm?
I said, what happened? And he was like, and then his friends all chimed in.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're for.
Yeah. And I was so excited to hear the story. The Gar Commanders were all wearing a life vest, and they were taking turns seeing who could punch each other the hardest. Wearing a life vest because it wouldn't hurt the guy getting punched, right? Until you are the guy that can punch the hardest and you break your wrist.
He broke his wrist in a punching contest, punching a life jacket.
Huh.
They don't do stupid stuff.
Them boys are on a collision course with Bush Light, son. Something fierce. You hear me? Like, I'm just here to tell you. They are going to meet somewhere down the road. Yeah. Them boys
always talk about how it's a wonder we made it. And I'm like, kids these days are soft. And then those kids show up to the honey hole.
And what I'm telling you is
they're not going
to
make it.
I'm going to their bonfire. That's what I'm telling you.
You need to tell them, okay? Because you need to tell them because we did this as kids. Okay, we got athletics tape. Okay, wrapped our finger real thick.
All right, Tiger Woods.
Okay? No. Then we took bacon, okay, and put it all over that tape, okay, and would stick finger in crawfish holes, and they'd grab it and pull them out. You'd have to replenish your tape, or it would get it.
Oh, you took that opportunity.
No, they did that themselves.
But marketing.
They posted this selling advertising.
I love it. Good advertisement.
If you shop here, be careful. That's what that says.
Is that the Gar Commander's house?
Mm-hmm. They live on the river in a little pocket, and they hurt themselves.
There you go.
They're the kids who might make America great again.
Right. Oh, right. There you go.
But they would
kids being kids.
And the only way you can find out what happened is one of their moms commented the full story of punching each other in a life jacket on.
Fishing,
breaking their ribs.
Fishing hand down, currently selling advertising space. Praise God.
It's a magical group of children that I love very
praise
much.
Praise God. Hey, I broke my wrist one time. I had it in full cast.
Did you punch somebody?
I was playing football.
No. I jumped off a coffee table pretending I was Batman was the only cast.
I broke mine in a car wreck.
What, your wrist? I broke my wrist. I broke my leg.
Yeah. I broke my ankle. I don't even know what you call it. Chicken.
In cars?
Yeah.
And neither one of you give.
Head crashed.
So at that point, does anybody win?
No.
But nobody's chicken.
Oh, no. Nobody's.
Who's the man?
They're stupid chickens.
Okay? And you were in the car?
Yeah, I was in the car.
And y'all were seeing who would turn first?
Oh, no.
And nobody turned?
Nope.
Were you a passenger?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that only makes you borderline.
Oh, I know. I've been in some stupid stuff as a kid.
Guard commanders, if you're listening, don't play chicken.
Yeah.
Just punch each other with life jackets on.
Yeah. Seems like a much safer avenue.
Y'all played chicken with vehicles?
Yeah.
That's like a bicycle game type.
I was a non-participant.
You broke your wrist.
You was a participant.
I'm just saying,
I
was just riding, okay?
Were you...
Needless to say, I did not ride with them fiddles anymore.
Rough age.
What age? About 14, 15. Were you just driving?
Yeah.
No, nobody's just driving at 14 and 15.
Yeah, they were.
Back then, they were 15.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, 15 was a deal.
Oh, yeah, I got
15 was
the
juice.
Yeah.
This was down there in Columbia. Well,
Caldwell Parish, baby.
Hebert.
Oh, Hebert.
Yeah, here we go.
We go in.
That's where I was yesterday.
So we went to my sister lives there.
Oh, yeah. So I drove right past her house.
Yeah, we went down there and was visiting, and Daddy let me drive the truck. So we went to, it was Herschelot's. We'd go down there and play pool. All the kids, you know.
Is that down there by Hyards? Or was it in Columbia?
Past Hyards.
Yeah.
It's like going down there to the Hazard County.
Oh, yeah.
It's not there anymore. It used to be a store on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And that straightaway.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to impress the girls. So I got in that truck and I put it in neutral.
Vroom, vroom, baby.
And I nailed it. And slammed that sucker down in drive, but it didn't drive. That drive shaft come tearing out from under that thing. I was like, you dummy.
You got to love a place.
I didn't get to drive the truck no more. I wasn't about 14.
You got to love a place that's got a place that everybody knows is Hazard County.
Yeah.
You also got to love the fact that I had a camp in there.
Yeah.
Still do. Still hold a piece of property in there.
Down there by old.
I was like, well, you know, whoever was 15 and had a car to drive, when it snowed, we had a barn door and would put a chain on it.
And drag it.
That was your sled?
Yeah.
The whole door?
Yeah. Oh, no. Load everybody on it. The guy driving would take off, go through ditches, whatever.
I boogie boarded for many
years. We slid under the car numerous times.
Oh, wow.
Because he had stopped and everybody just...
I'd be rolling off that thing.
Oh, well, half of us did.
I'd have to treat that like a fall.
That's why I said, some of the junk we've done, you talking ignorant.
Si, how'd you sleep last night?
Hey, you know how I slept. I slept wonderful because I slept on my pillow.
Ooh, did you wear your robe before you went and got in the bed?
I did have my robe on before I got on my pillow.
That's his TV robe.
He had his my sheets and his my pillow and his my slippers. The great indoors are wonderful when Mike Lindell's in charge.
I can't disagree because Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. And look, that's something we got all. I mean, you sleep good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good, says Coach Prime. He invented the world's best pillow. And after that, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you will ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you will get a queen size set for $59.98, king size for just $69.98.
There you go.
The lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to get canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media, but not here.
Not here.
Not in the duck call room. We celebrate them. Look, they appreciate all of your support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. So whether you're looking for sheets or pillows or towels that actually dry you, or slippers, or dog beds, or, I mean, the list just goes on and on. If it's inside your house, they got something to help you out with that. If you need to be more comfortable lounging, they got you. It's unbelievable, really.
They got it all.
And he's great an American. Price. He's a great American. He loves this country. He loves this country.
He loves this country so much, he put a pillow with Mount Rushmore on it. Then he put a pillow with his face on it, holding up the American flag.
To get the best specials ever, go to mypillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. You'll get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. Go to mypillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. Man, the stuff you do, being dummies. And I'm staring down a barrel of two boys coming up going to do the same stuff.
It doesn't stop.
Well, it was better.
You could only hope.
It was better than what my older brothers did when they were young.
Speaking of kids, it doesn't matter if they're boys or girls. Show this one, Hunter.
There's a big old buck deer up there, Jane D.
Lottie's homesick from school today, and I got this video. She's literally can't go to school because she doesn't feel good, and she's not that
much. Well, now she can't.
She's pretty good at gymnastics.
That floor is slippery.
Yeah. Is she crying?
She's a little bit shorter than she once was.
That's the toughest kid in America. She got two big brothers.
Oh!
Kids these days, man.
I could watch that in an uncomfortable amount of times.
We're thinking about sending it into America's Funniest Home Videos.
They got a gym inside the house.
Lottie got a gymnastics bar for her birthday a while back. She's getting pretty good at it. She jumped. That. She missed. Went flying.
Man alive. Yeah, that's good. I got a video the other day while I was gone of Jackson doing what he has done, I don't know how many times, on the ottoman of our couch. And they climb off the same way, and he did the same thing. And then for whatever reason, that day he didn't decide to use his feet.
No.
He's just there, gone. Brittany's videoing, because I'm like, what are y'all doing? You know, miss y'all, whatever. And she sent me that video. I was like, yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, he just decided.
What are you doing while I'm gone?
Yeah, he's like, you know, I'm just not going to use feet today. See what it feels like. Just hit the floor.
But that's the impressive part about kids.
Oh, he didn't even cry. The video popped up. He stood up with his head above the ottoman, and he's like
if I did either of those things.
He'd get in trouble if he cried.
Two stories. You know, he's on the second floor. Just bailed out, you know, down to the couch.
Who?
What?
From the top floor?
Oh, for second story, yeah. Yeah. I mean, just wham.
That is your grandson.
Oh, no. Just, you know.
Yeah.
No, the best one on that was.
Why are young males so dumb?
Mine's a female.
Beth's over here.
I don't know.
Who's the only female in this room?
Yeah.
But a young male is a dumb creature.
Oh, no. Wyatt comes in there and
we're tough.
Christine's got a bunch of stuff that she's had since she's been a little girl that her grandmama and everybody made for her. Real, real pretty stuff, you know, handmade. And got them up on shelves on top. Well, he starts climbing up there, and I say, no, you know. Well, he just looks at me and then goes on up, grabs one and drops it, throws up. So I grab him, snatch him off there, and just tear his butt up.
Like he ain't ever been tore up before. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like it didn't just happen yesterday, too.
No. Three minutes go by, and he comes back, starts climbing up. I said, no. Well, he pulls this about three times. He's fixing to do it again. And his mom comes in and says, Wyatt, come here. She said, do you know who this is? Pointing to me. And he, it's Poompah. You know? And he said, well, hey, you know that hard head you got? This is the one that gave it to you. She said, you're not going to win with him. When he says you know, he means no. Well, he did again. I tore him up again.
It took
me that she said, hey, do you know where you got it? You got it from him. You're not going to beat him. He's a hard editor.
You got your sense of adventure and your hard head from
editor.
Yeah.
You know, hard headed her.
Well, I kept looking at him like, you know, you'd figure, hey, fit five times?
Mm-hmm.
When is it going to sink in that when I say no, It means no.
Never does.
I'm telling you, young males are
the oh, no, they are. They're
you got to take that library card away from
I'm going to be honest with you. Us old males ain't real bright.
Well, no, no. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay.
Because you know why? You'd be looking up one day and your sweatshirt, wallet, and keys is floating down the river somewhere.
Oh, no.
Here's
the one that I ain't even going to tell it.
The mistake? So
I think I can toke two bags.
Hold on.
Johnny D, dumbest thing you've ever done.
Bars.
He said, don't
you're embarrassed.
Goblin, dumbest thing you've ever
dumbest
done.
Dumbest thing. Let me think.
like that could have hurt myself.
Yeah, that's just like pure stupidity, like the epitome of young male. I'm not saying like
we've talked about jumping off the Darbone,
yeah,
Bayou Darbone Bridge before.
Yeah,
the first person in my friend group that ever did it was me, because everybody was up there and they were too chicken, and we'd been standing up there for a minute, not looking at the water, not knowing if a boat was there,
not
knowing if a boat was coming.
Yeah,
and I finally said, you just got to go on one instead of three. And I yelled, one, ran, jumped over the bridge. And on about the time I was up there, I said, what if there's a boat?
Yeah, but you're falling. Yeah.
And I'm fine. At this point, I'm landing
out of control.
In the boat.
Yeah, you can't steer.
Yeah.
And luckily, I hit the water. There was no boats. But the whole way over the railing, I was like, I did not check if this was safe.
I didn't think this
for
through.
The moment.
Yeah.
And
no,
I went.
You don't.
And splash.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
That's pretty dumb.
You know, I raced motocross when I was young.
Mm-hmm. The flying fleet.
And I took off. We was all riding the trails, me and my buddies. And there was a hill. They had a dump truck come back there, and it done got hard. We'd go over it, you know. And I'm like, I'll show these boys. I'm on my bicycle. I'm thinking, I'm going to do the same
stuff. Pedal?
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking I'm going to do the same thing I did on motorcycle
with the engine.
I take off. Well, you know, I got shocks and everything on there. No shocks on bicycle.
Ooh.
I pulled up on that front end like I did motorcycle. Just reflect, and I done a flip.
Oh no!
Except I didn't complete the flip when I hit the ground.
Flat of your back.
Oh,
out like a light.
He gone.
It knocked you. You knocked you out.
Oh, I was out. Them boys were standing over me.
Yeah.
I couldn't even breathe. It knocked the breath out of me.
I know right where Godwin been.
Did you go to the emergency room?
No.
How old were you?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I was probably.
No.
How much time I done?
10, 8, 9, 10.
I went to the emergency
room. Run to a pond, dove in. We'd swim there forever.
Yeah.
Dove in. I thought somebody stabbed me.
Uh-oh.
Somebody had walked out there and beat a stupid board into the mud, and I hit that just right here.
Ah.
Woo. I come out of there just,
golly,
you know, just bleeding. I'm talking about, what in the world? And they said, what happened to you? I said, hey, some idiot has walked out here and staked something out there underwater.
Stake bed. They catching them crappie off of it.
Instead, they caught them big old sci-fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. How many times did you go to the emergency room in junior high?
Me?
Yeah.
My parents weren't believers in emergency room.
Oh, I had to.
Oh, back
then.
When I broke my wrist, when we were talking about, you know.
You
like
go to the emergency room when you broke your wrist?
No. Waited till the next day. We knew it was broken. And
waited till the next day.
Oh, no.
Went to the orthopedist.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
My parents were big believers in, if I let this hurt a little bit longer, maybe you won't be dumb enough to do this
maybe
again.
Yeah, you won't do it again.
My dumbest one, we were all riding, you know, out there in them sand pits where 30-33 splits
all
that. We were riding four-wheelers out there in high school. We always did.
Yeah, everybody going out
there. Yeah, and I'm hot riding old Honda Big Red, you know, riding a wheelie.
He gone. Just
gone, buddy. They dug off the backside of one of them things where we had been riding. And as I'm going over the edge, there's a track hole here and a dump truck here. And thank the good Lord, I somehow split them.
Wow.
But, you know, on top of that, I compounded the dumbest decision I'd ever made, because I said, I got to get off this three-wheeler. You know, as I get off this thing.
Yeah.
Well, I got off of
it. It landed on you.
And it landed on me.
Well,
and I said, you know what? You know what Jerry and Jolene didn't do?
Raise
a quitter. Take me to the emergency room. They said, no, that one, you're going to need to remember that. Not only do I remember it, I got a dent in my butt cheek from it. That ain't even a lie. You can ask Brittany to confirm that one. And the back rack on that Honda Big Red is still bent. Dad said, I ain't straightening it out. He said, I want you every time you see it.
I need to see
it. Remember that.
Yeah, I remember I got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big is the dent on your butt? How does that not grow out?
You want me to show you?
No.
Oh, I will.
We're going to need at least one more person.
I mean, I've showed you the front end of me. So I'll dang sure show you the back end.
I had to see that grapefruit.
But see, that wasn't a mistake. That wasn't dumb. That's just science. Like,
how does a dent in your butt not grow out?
Hey, I don't know, but it's still there.
You
buddy.
Never had a concussion, though? Because let me tell you,
concussion,
basketballs and rollerblades, that'll get you to the emergency.
Well,
room.
To get a concussion.
And I don't remember it.
I think to get a concussion, you'd have to have a diagnosis. Have I ever had a concussion? Most definitely. Have I ever been diagnosed with one?
No.
Absolutely not.
I still don't remember.
Buddy, I spider webbed 3 windshields in high school from riding with people like Si's friend.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Ignorant.
In mud.
Yeah, ignorant.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a big head.
I got a biggin'.
My cousin, Jerry.
Well, I didn't tell you the bad
side. But I understand why.
What I was involved in.
Mm-hmm.
It swole up.
Yeah, it was in the front seat, through the windshield, and back. And look, he just, you know.
Hey, 2 of the 3 I spiderwebbed, I had a seatbelt on, buddy. One of them I didn't. I learned my lesson. That was the first one. I said,
you got a big head.
I said, no, well, I ain't going mud riding with
you.
You
got 3?
Yeah, I ain't going mud riding
with
you.
I've only got
clown.
1.
Oh, man. We knew out there off New Walls Road, we knew what we was doing. Be an idiot.
Flying, hitting that mud hole.
And come to a very abrupt stop.
Yeah.
But you only got me once. See, that first one hurt so bad, I said, you ain't getting me again.
There you go.
Okay.
So,
spider webs. All 3 of them in the 71292?
Is that south of interstate?
Mm-hmm.
New Walls is?
I think so.
No, that's north end.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's north of interstate.
Mine's only in 71.
I'm sure that picks up Rocky Branch's zip code, but I don't know what that would be.
I don't either. So, Rocky Branch wild, too.
Yeah. But, yeah.
What an interesting.
All of them. Yeah, they were all North Interstate because 2 were at New Walls and 1 was at Nip and Tuck up in, like, Downsville. All hunting club. You went four-wheeler riding on. Or, no, Nip and Tuck's down there. What's that other one called up there towards Point? Big deer club everybody used to be a part of. I don't even remember.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Nip and Tuck's down there by Fields. That one would have been 71292.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time mud riding down there, too. All these local rednecks are saying, you was the one doing that. Yeah, buddy.
I can
name you everybody else that was there with me, too. Look, here's why I tell you. It was never my truck. I always rode with people.
Uh-uh, I wouldn't want my dad seeing that mud.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to clean that thing at 1 a.m. coming home with it. No, sir.
No, sir.
There you go. Let's take our last break. We'll get in that inbox. All we'll be back right after.
Oh, we got love advice to give out.
Uh-oh.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hunter. You got us anything?
Hunter, we got emails? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Godwin sent something in, and I don't know what it is.
Hunter, can you put it up on the screen? There we go.
Oh,
okay. Look, let me read the email.
Yeah.
Oh, well, before this, let me say, not only is it a beautiful young lady, but it's also a beautiful dog with blue eyes.
That's her daughter. Yeah.
Okay.
Border Collie.
So what you got, Godwin?
Who's emailing you? Yeah. What's
this is the girl's mom.
Oh, okay.
Remember, #, dating with Hunter.
Oh.
I know he's
We're
got
still
a girl.
Trying to
I know
find
he's got
Hunter
a
woman.
Yeah, I know he's got a girlfriend now.
Okay, all right.
But things go south.
We have an option.
We got a backup.
Okay, we're going to have to circle back to something that Godwin just said. Okay. But go ahead, Godwin.
This lady said she's wondering if producer Hunter has a girlfriend. Yes, he has a girlfriend. I understand he's a bit of a nerd, which is perfect, because my daughter is a bit of a nerd.
Okay, hey. Okay, we found you
a
partner there.
And I have included some pictures.
Yeah, we found Hunter.
And there's the picture.
Pictures. This girl is so mad at her mom right now.
She does not look nerdy.
No. Hey,
she must read a lot, like my daughter.
And there's nothing wrong with being nerdy. If that's what you're into, be yourself.
We're all
nerdy. Is this the mom or is this the daughter?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
That's 100% the daughter.
That's the daughter.
That's the daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, I was right when I said this beautiful young lady.
Oh, there you go.
There she is.
Okay.
Hunter.
Look at her. Yeah, she's reading.
Okay. St. Patrick's Day. Got the green fingernails. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hunter, there's plenty of women out there for you, son.
Nice.
But,
all right.
But time out.
You got a backup plan, Hunter.
Why in the world?
If your girlfriends go south on you, you got a backup.
Well,
do you have a girlfriend?
I mean, we're dating.
What is that? Nope. That means yes.
No, time out. I'm not even that offended. I'm offended that John Godwin knew you had a girlfriend and I didn't.
I told him before we started recording today because he showed me
the
pictures.
Yeah, he didn't want me to show this.
Hold on.
Person that I am.
So how long were you going to go before you told all of us that you
he
had
just
a,
said
a
he doesn't
girlfriend.
Have a girlfriend?
Well, I mean, we didn't put labels on dating.
Mother, on the chance that your girlfriend does watch this, you better let her know.
All right, it's time to have the table.
And you may ought to let her know that she's in fact your girlfriend, because it sounds like she may not know at this point.
And by the way, Hunter has this email's address.
I like it. Hunter, what do you mean you're dating but she's not your girlfriend?
Well, we've been dating for about a week and a half.
Okay.
How many dates? Few.
Where'd you go? Where was the first one?
So it was a double date with I was set up, actually.
I like it.
We
not
went
by us.
Coffee
now,
date
my
at Books
question
a Million
is, okay,
and Excalibur.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how has the first week and a half gone in this love affair?
Different question than I thought was coming.
Amazing. She's so cool.
Have you kissed
she's
her
so
yet?
Cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much. Yeah.
Oh,
y'all kissed.
So yes. This young woman has got potential.
So, Hunter, you kiss and tell.
I like it. I like it.
Okay. Hold on, but she's your girlfriend. She's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Whether you want to say it or not, she is. Here's the question. Because it's these kids these days are
okay.
Bugging.
I don't even know.
They're like, would you have to break up with her? Yes, you would, wouldn't you? You'd have to have a conversation.
Yes.
It's your girlfriend.
Okay.
Hey, you know, next Tuesday's bring your girlfriend to work day.
That's right.
Is it? Hey. We just made that a thing.
Actually, that's right. We made it official.
I don't.
Call her.
No, I'm not going to call her.
For the sake of you in this relationship, do not call her.
I almost sent a picture and decided I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so you got to bring her and let her.
My friends decided to tell her what I do for a living. I don't tell anyone what I do, especially girls that I just meet.
Oh, are you embarrassed of us?
I'm not embarrassed.
You should be.
I'm not embarrassed. It's just when I first meet girls, I'm not like, hey, I work for the Duck Commander. Like,
yeah, it doesn't carry near as much street cred as it used to.
And also,
now they're like,
circle not as cool as the other circle.
Now they're like, wow, those guys are still trying to hang on to celebrity, huh?
But my friends.
And yes, I'm one of those guys, so I can say that. Get off me.
My friends made her show me a picture of her dressed as Psy when she was 10.
Okay, so that makes me feel really old.
Psy
was a figure in her life when she was 10. Yeah. Wow, we are old.
So she thinks we're cool.
Yes.
At one time, she thought we were cool.
No, well.
Now we're just those old guys that
have
TV.
The old guys that are still trying to do something.
Well, because you worry. In Hunter's circle, we're probably not, you know.
That man is in every circle.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, the rest of us probably
not. Even the
not,
anime ones.
The rest of us probably not so much.
But it's cool that she's a fan.
But this
does she want to meet Psy? Well, you better figure
out. Hey, bring her on.
Monday at 2. Hey.
But you may no longer have a girlfriend.
That's right. Hey, I'm my stealer.
The goal
is congratulations,
not to
scare her. What's her first now? Obviously, we don't want the whole
Her name is Kat.
Cat.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Catman, dude.
Short for Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Mm-hmm. K or a C?
K.
Okay.
K.
Yeah.
Kate.
No, watch out for those that spell.
I'm really learning more about her parents than her.
KO.
I can't say nothing. I put a Z on the end of the name.
She's a knockout, boys. She's KO.
I'm so happy for Hunter. Right. We've been trying to get Hunter a girlfriend and for a long time, and we didn't help at all. But
where have y'all shared a meal together?
Chili's? No, not Chili's.
Good first date.
Waffle House on the first
date. Waffle House. They broke
she keeps
bread.
Getting better.
They broke bread together at Waffle House.
You know, Star Wars gave her a knock in my book, then the Waffle House. I mean,
dude, you guys want to hear something funny?
Yes.
When my friends.
Why do you think we gave you a mic?
That's true. When my friends took us to Excalibur, She kicked my butt in laser tag, go-karts,
you need skee-ball,
air hockey. Oh, I want to say there was something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's way more redneck than
the most competitive girl I've ever met.
I bet she can quote Talladega Nights.
Oh, that's why she keep you around, because she smashed you. Right.
I love this person. Kathleen, if you're listening, you're welcome to join us at any point and meet Cy, but you have to bring a picture of you dressed up as Cy at age 10.
Or the costume. And just wear that in.
There you go.
That's right.
That way nobody can positively identify you, and you have plausible deniability of ever dating this man.
You know what, though?
You can deny
all these people that send emails in. How do I get a good? You know what you do? You be yourself. And that's what Hunter did. And now he's getting beaten laser tag. He gets a girl, show a girl Star Wars, and he found a girl that on a scale of 1 to 10, he said, is awesome.
There you go.
So congratulations, Hunter. I'm happy for you, brother.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10,
they're eating
awesome.
Very good meals at Waffle House.
And they're going to Waffle House together.
You remember what your first date was?
Ever?
No.
With Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's more redneck than Waffle House.
Is it?
Wouldn't believe that, would you?
Y'all went to the Golden Corral?
No, more redneck than Golden Corral.
Oh.
Daytona. Talladega.
There it is.
Talladega,
baby.
Oh, well.
Dega.
What happens
on the boulevard?
Stays on the boulevard.
Actually, I don't know. I ran from that boulevard once it started getting dark.
Things got uncomfortable for me. Got a little wild.
Yeah. I said, no, I
got
to get out.
That's why Talladega's got its own jail. Only racetrack to have its own jail.
And it should.
And it's full.
They should go there.
Full.
They got there.
At all times.
They were awarded proper compensation when they got there.
So, May and Paula's first date, I took her squirrel hunting.
And that's right there with Dega.
Right. There you go. We went to Chili's.
Yeah, that fits. That checks out.
Also, kind of redneck.
Did you get Southwestern egg rolls?
Yeah.
No, just some chips and salsa.
You ready?
I'm ready. Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Hunter, sounds like you got your girl that's really cool and got all the good stuff that you don't got. So maybe y'all will make a perfect match.
Maybe together you'll be completely average.
How's that? And you'll be made complete.
Well, just like all of us.
And, everybody. Are you taller than her?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good start. Yeah, good job. When I say average, that's what the marriage is supposed to do. You balance out each other's teeter-totter to where
you become each other's better half.
Paula's fixing to celebrate 35 years.
I know what she's
35 years.
Huh?
I know what she's getting you.
54.
I do.
Oh, crap.
Awesome.
We ain't no
Hunter, go buy some candy quick.
We'll see y'all next time. We're out.